As any on-the-road salesman can tell you, it gets mighty boring traveling for hours in the car. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. On the way home from a recent client trip, I was bored to tears with every radio station on the dial. I tried seek, scan, button pushing, AM, FM, XM, nothing seemed to keep my attention. As I merged onto I-275 around Cincinnati, a balding, chubby guy in a Mercedes-Benz passed me as if I was standing still. The guy had to be going 80. As he passed, I noticed a rosary draped over his steering wheel as he fingered the beads. That's it, I thought. I'll pray the rosary too. I reached into my glove compartment and got out my rosary, draped it over the steering wheel, and I began to pray as I pulled into the passing lane and sped up until I was right behind the Benz. I think he spotted my rosary, but as we prayed, we made the quickest loop around Cincinnati ever. Now, I'm not advocating speeding, but I've never been pulled over while praying the rosary, just saying. As we finished the rosary, I saw the man in the Benz had put on his blinker and was heading for the exit, just one exit before mine. As he slowed down approaching the exit, we were again side by side and made the sign of the cross together. He smiled and nodded, and I smiled back. Moments later, I reached my exit. As I did, the Catholic radio station was airing the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, the one with the singing nuns that I really like. So since my rosary was already in my hands, I prayed along. Boredom was curbed, at least for the moment. With 3 hours of driving remaining, I slowed down to the speed limit and relaxed with my rosary in hand. So the next time you're driving and bored, try praying a rosary. Just do it at the speed limit. This is Tony Agnese.